Today we'll be doing Siv Ches. The Shulchan Aruch tells us, Kara b'makom sherayu histapik b'tzoa u'mitzaa acharkach. A person recited Shema in a place where there was a possibility of feces being there, and he then subsequently found the feces, tzorech lachzor v'likros, he has to say Shema over again. Avalim ein ha'makom royu histapik bo, in tzorech lachzor v'likros, but if the place in which he found feces is a place in which it's highly unlikely that feces would ever be present, then he does not need to repeat Shema. U'mei raglaim, regarding urine, afilu mitzaan b'makom sherayu histapik in tzorech lachzor v'likros. Even if you end up finding urine in a place where it's likely that urine would be located, you still do not have to repeat Shema or Shemona Esrei. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat and Chav Ches tells us, "B'makom sherai dahainu, b'makom shematzri sham ktana mechayotzei vazel." And for example, places where there are a lot of little kids running around, umitzah achar kach besoch dalad amosav. You found the feces afterwards within 4 amos of where you daven. B'yamnimtzei schutz ledalad amos besoch shir kim lo inav. Ayn lekamantzim and payalif siv beizu v'mishnah Berurah sham. We'll discuss later on in siv and payalif what happens if I found feces more than 4 amos away, but it was still within Meloena, where it was still visible when at the time that I was davening. Sarech lachzor that zevach v'sharim toiva to havalei livdo kamakom. The reason why you have to repeat Shema Shmona Esrei is because the pasuk says zevach v'sharim toiva. The carbon of a rasha is an abomination. This is effectively consider an abomination because you should have checked before you daven. And if after davening you find that your clothing or your shoes are soiled, they're full of feces, and you know that the reason why your clothing or your shoes are dirty is because you were in a bathroom or some other dirty place, and you didn't guard yourself properly to remain clean when you left that place, that tzarech lachzor, you have to repeat Shema Shmona Esrei de Pasha, for you were negligent. V'im yasha b'layla b'makum shahaya sham tzawas chasul v'chayotzei v'nidbak b'vigdo, the person spent the night in a place where there were things like animal cat feces, and that stuck to his garment, v'hispalo b'veis ha'knesses, and he davened in shul, u'v'shuvo l'veiso matza shahatinov davuk b'beged, and when he returned home, he found that the feces stuck to his garments, ain't tzarech lachzor v'likros u'l'hispalel, he does not have to go back and daven again. For that is the halachic equivalent of a type of scenario where he didn't even have to be besufik that there was a possibility of feces being there. Vilikros im habrachos, he has to repeat Shema with the brachos. So gam hu hadin le'inyan tefila, he also has to repeat Shmona Esrei. Then birich birkas hamazon u'shar brachos ayin lekaman sof simon kuf pehei masher kasavnu b'mishnah Berurah sham maskonas ha'acharonim b'inyan zeh, in terms of benching and other brachos. So the Mishnah Berurah discusses that later on. Im kishahishlam tefila so matzat soa avers man tefila, let's say he finished davening, and then by the time he found feces, the Zman Tila has already passed. Then there's no possibility of Tashlumin, of making it up, a davening a second Shmona Esrei Amincha, for the concept of Tashlumin only applies to a person who's Nenas, who didn't daven for reasons beyond his control. However, if you were Poshea, if you were negligent, then there is no opportunity for Tashlumin. Ein Tzarech Lachazor, the anasave demai havalei lemevat. If the guy was anas, meaning he davened in a place where there was no expectation of feces, then he obviously does not have to repeat Shmona Esrei, because what did you want from him? Ein tzarich lachazor da afilu lechadchilo hayimato likros kol kama shelo yada v'chanal b'siv zayim. When it comes to urine, so even if you're in a place where there's an expectation of urine, but you don't know for a fact that urine is there, you are permitted to daven there. Avalim noda lo mizeh sheish kan meraglayim v'avar v'kara o hispalel. If you knew for a fact that there was urine here, and then you went ahead and davened or said Shema anyway, tzarich lachzor v'likros u lehispal. The assumption is, in that case, you would have to go back and repeat the brachos and daven over again because you purposely violated a din derabanan. We'll stop here for now, and we'll begin Simon Ayin Zayin tomorrow.